The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch, who is a member of the Project Independence group in Great Neck.
Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you?
Very well, thank you.
We have Jill Weber with us, who's the Commissioner of Parks for the Town of North Hempstead, and we're going to get to Jill in just 1 minute.
Hi, everyone.
How are you? Jill, I just wanted to bring everybody up to date on Project Independence. You know, we talk each week about all the benefits that Project Independence offers everybody. And under Supervisor Judy Bosworth and Commissioner Kimberly Corcoran-Galante, the services are anything from shopping. We have transportation for shopping, transportation for medical visits, social services comes, nursing to the house. The most important thing, I think, when you think of Project Independence is to call 311. Even with the parks, we're going to be talking about that. You call 311, right, Ann, for anything you need.
Absolutely.
And there's been over 1 million calls to 311. And it really is the stuff that goes on in the town of North Hempstead. Really, we're setting the standards for the rest of the country. And we're setting the standards for the rest of the country in our parks. Right, Jill?
Oh, absolutely. So we're focusing more.
We just go back and forth. Okay. How many parks? It's like 40-some-odd parks?
There's 51.
Oh, it's 51 parks. Wow, I had no idea. 51 parks. And now the question I had earlier is, most of the parks are opened to the general public, general public meaning residents of the town of North Hempstead.
Absolutely. There's only a couple of three special park districts where people from that location are invited to use the park facilities with guests.
Okay.
Otherwise, the parks are open to the town of North Hempstead residents.
Now, during the summer, how many pools are there in the town of North Hempstead?
Oh, you know, off the top of my head, let me count.
Okay.
Well, we have the one indoor pool at Tully. We have Funky Reed, Whitney, Manor Haven, which are all open to the public.
Right.
And then we have Harbor Hills and Clinton G. Martin, which are pools for the residents of those special park districts.
Terrific. Actually, I'm a member of Tully. I joined Tully like 2 or 3 years ago. I had my hip replaced a couple of years ago. Ooh. And I joined Tully just like to walk around and do something versus just sitting. But it's a great – that place is just tremendous.
It's a great place to get exercise. Oh. And also we have some exercise equipment while you're there swimming. You could also work out.
Yeah, no, I see that upstairs.
And it's a beautiful facility also for parties. If people want to rent the facility, we have a lot of nice rooms there to make use of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, only there where rental is something that can happen throughout the parks.
We have
North
several facilities within the town of North Hempstead where you can rent space.
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
Since we're mentioning Tully, that's one of the nice locations.
Yeah, because even for children, that little like kiddie section with the whatever the spray is and
right.
A little bit of a slide and stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a club.
And I understand they also do birthday parties there.
That's what I was saying. You could rent the rooms for parties. And there's also a camp in Tully Park that you could see. Oasis is out there every day in the summertime. And they're sometimes using the facilities indoors as well. So it's a pretty active place.
Now, I might be wrong. Is that where Beatlemania is going to be?
Beatlemania is going to be there
tomorrow night.
Because
it was there a couple years ago, which I never got to.
Yeah.
So I assume it's there every year.
It's a big, exciting night, and we are keeping our fingers crossed that the weather is going to be good tomorrow night. And we're having not only Beatlemania, but we're also going to be having a DJ playing British Invasion hits between sets. So
we
really want people to come out and dance and enjoy the music tomorrow night. In the event of rain, and you could check with 311 whether or not we will be moving to an indoor facility, we do have the Chaminade. The auditorium as a backup plan because they are calling for possible rain. We have our fingers crossed.
Okay. But, and the one thing I know with Beatlemania, I've never seen it. I try to every year something comes up, but they go through even costume changes
right.
And the different styles of music.
Yeah,
of the
Beatles. Is the original Broadway cast of Beatlemania, and they dress in the early Beatle years with the suits when they first came to America, the way they looked in those days, and then they change. At intermission to more of like a Sgt. Pepper look for what I hear for a later time in the Beatles.
Michael J. Pulley, the Tully Pool also congregates and seems to draw lots of seniors, particularly in the morning. And it's set up in such a way that they don't turn the sprinklers on the weekends. It's 12 o'clock, and during the week, at least when it's school time, it's 3 o'clock. So it gives people lots of opportunities to not only exercise, but mix and be social with each other since they're walking in certain areas that are designated as such. And those of us who really like to swim have lap lanes, which is a wonderful way to really get a good workout in a safe environment.
Yeah, it's unique that we actually have a walking lane in a pool. I've never seen that before.
Right.
I think that's a really unique thing about this pool. Also new this season is a no camp time from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. So if you want to come into the pool without a lot of activity and a lot of younger kids taking swim lessons and splashing about, we encourage you to come out early.
Again, that's a great support for the senior community, which likes that opportunity to have some time for themselves, and that is wonderful that that is respected as such.
We also knew this year was, in addition to adding those hours at Tully, we added them for an outdoor opportunity at Whitney Pool. From 8 to 10:30, also no camps there, and new this summer at Whitney's memberships.
Wow.
So
I'm going to ask you, where's Whitney Pool?
Whitney is next to Macy's.
Oh, okay. That's Whitney
the
Pool.
Community
okay, fine.
Drive.
Yeah,
community Drive.
Community Drive,
exactly.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know the name of it, but I know the pool.
And there have been some improvements, haven't there been?
Right. We had a new liner placed in the kiddie pool and the main pool this season, and some other improvements to the filtration system, more coming down the line.
Okay. What is the non-camp times again?
It's from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
That's very important. It really is, because I understand what Ann is saying, because some seniors, you know, they get nervous. The kids are splashing around them. So it's an important
–
for somebody listening, from 8 to 10:30, you can have private time. You can talk with your friends. And Tully, you can do the walk lane, aerobics, whatever the type of exercise you want to get. That's tremendous.
There have also been some specials and incentives for Whitney as far as – discounts for certain groups or something?
Right. Well, we did create a membership this season for the first time. There hadn't been a membership at Whitney before. So there's an inexpensive seasonal membership. In addition,
okay.
We reduced the rates for the daily use. And people that live in some of the housing nearby were given 50% payment towards their membership because
nice.
They live in the area.
Okay.
And that was just an added incentive for people to become members and use the place regularly.
That's another plus for the town of North Hempstead. You want to be inclusive. We want everybody to be involved. And, you know, some things, like, it's life. Some things you can afford, some things you can't. But something like exercise, especially for seniors and for children, it's imperative that they do it. So it makes more sense to give a discount if somebody can and enjoy the pool. You know, it keeps everybody active in the summer, too.
Right.
And there are no excuses, because you can also go over to the Manor Haven pool, which is an outside version with slides and some sprinklers and the, I don't know what you call it, when you walk
it's
in.
It's a zero entry.
Yes,
yep.
Absolutely. Both of the Tully pool and the Manor Haven pool have that zero entry, which is great for the little kids, but some of the big kids also like the zero entry pool.
Zero entry means no steps? You just slowly walk into it?
That's right.
Oh, that's handicap then, I'm assuming, or no, that's not for handicap?
It's for the,
It's really for anybody.
Right.
Okay, it's not.
Easy air entrance.
Oh, really? Okay,
well,
never heard of it before.
I don't like getting wet right away, so this way you can put your little toes in and walk in slowly, and it's wonderful to have that accessibility into the pool. And again, the Manor Haven pool is an outdoor pool. It's got a gorgeous scenic view of the water, and is there a beach there as
there
well?
There is a beach. It's a beach, really, to launch kayaks and stand-up paddle boards. We rent kayaks and paddle boards there. So it's a lot of water activity with boats and just a beautiful setting.
It really is. I was saying,
park.
As we were talking just before the show started, I was down in Manor Haven for the very first time like 2 months ago. And of course, the pool wasn't open, but it's a beautiful neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize that's where you're launching stuff too, because it is. It's right on the water.
We also have concerts in Manor Haven. We have concerts in a lot of parks, but this past Saturday night we had a concert, and we have another one coming up on, let me take a look, I think it's August.
Yeah.
Is it August 7th? August 7th outside, and actually this coming Wednesday, the 22nd, on the pool deck, we have a Piece of the Rock, which is like a sock hop band, performing right on the pool deck at 7 o'clock on the 22nd. So we encourage people to come on out and enjoy Manor Haven
now,
the concert.
Now, Jill's reading off a list that was mailed to most residents.
Right.
But if you don't have it, you call 311, because the amount of concerts that is on this flyer and the amount of concerts that the town is doing for free, right? There's mm-hmm. none of them that cost anything,
right.
even the Beatlemania.
Right.
It's all for free. It's a wonderful opportunity to take the family, take friends, just as long as you're a town resident. Can a non-resident come with a resident? Does anything like that? I don't know what the rules are.
We're not checking. We do
okay.
encourage people to come if they enjoy this particular band. We like to see crowds to come to these events, but the bulk of the people that come are Town of North Hempstead residents. We want to stay in the neighborhood.
Right, of course, yeah. but it's not a requirement that if
no,
you have
no,
a friend who's...
It's absolutely. Come
Oh, okay.
Come
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Anne, go ahead.
The programming and consideration is wonderful in that... You've reached all ages, from
mm-hmm.
the little ones all the way up to people who are older. So you've got a diverse amount of activities. And don't forget the movies. Am I correct? That
right.
You
so we have several movies. The next one coming up is on Sunday night at Clinton G. Martin Park, Inside. So don't worry if it does rain, but it's an indoor movie. Big Hero 6 we're showing. We have somebody a very unique movie and music experience at Clark Botanic Gardens on the 28th, where we're having a five-town college concert band playing, followed by a screening of Gigi, the original
wow.
Leslie Caron movie.
Okay.
So it's music and movie that night at Clark Botanic Gardens. That's the 28th, Tuesday the 28th.
Okay.
So there's something for everyone just about every day of the week or evening of the week. I will say, we did say everything is free, with the exception of the Sunday concerts at the beach, where you have to pay for parking to get into the facility.
But that's normal any time you're at the beach for the
sure.
day then. Right, that's a
so,
different story.
This coming Sunday at the beach is the Classics, a group that plays some of the 60s music.
Right.
And that's at 1 o'clock every Sunday for the next three. We had one already this past week.
That's one of the ones I put down, but I had to take it off.
Oh, okay.
When I went through my list,
go,
and
yeah.
I said, I can't make it, so I had to take that one off. And the parking thing, just to touch on that for a minute, and I believe I'm correct, because Otto, one of our other co-hosts, brought it to our attention, you can buy a parking pass.
Yes, and that parking pass for the season is good for, if you buy it, it's also good for Manor Haven. So you could park
oh.
in either facility.
Okay.
And then you can get the concerts for
so
free.
So then you're getting you want to go to a couple of concerts, you're getting them for
right.
free, and that's the point. So right. people who are listening, you call 311. If there's two concerts you want to go to, it makes sense to buy the pass.
It does. It pays for itself. And I think many people do that.
Oh, they do? Okay.
You come for the series, and it's still worth doing if you're planning on coming on Sundays to the beach.
Right. It makes sense. And it really is, because it's last week I think we were talking about it, or a couple of weeks ago. I hate sand. But I like to go to that beach. Because my wife will go towards the beach area with sand, and I stay on the concrete and the grass.
There you go. You have some
That's
options.
Fine. For a couple of hours, we walk around, and it's and there's such to. I mean, with the kids, there's so much to do over there that it really is. That's a tremendous pool area.
Yes,
so anyway, I'm not pushing the pass, but it makes more sense than paying each time you go along.
You know, we were mentioning recreation before and getting activity,
mm-hmm.
and so I just wanted to mention something new in the town. If
Absolutely.
People aren't aware, that we've piloted a program in three of our parks so people could walk their dogs in their parks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
And it's a way to encourage people to get out and not only recreate with their animal, but also exercise themselves. And we've been seeing, it's in Tully Park, the beach and the trails in the beach, and Mary Jane Davies Park. And Mary Jane Davies was actually selected because we do a Monday night concert series there, and we were observing that many people come out with their dogs on Monday nights. You take your dog for a walk, you sit and you
right.
listen to music, and so it's a nice combination.
Mary Jane is on Plandome Road? Right,
it's
okay.
a small park. But we do a Monday night series every Monday at 7:30.
Now, are there any considerations regarding, some people might say, gee, you're letting the dogs in, it could get messy. Are there certain things that they need to do as far as abiding by any guidelines?
Well, that's great to ask. Thank you for asking about that. With the new signs that explain the dog rules, we've also placed dog waste stations with bags. So if you don't have your own bag, you should always take one of the ones that we provide. And we've got lots
great
of
idea,
them.
Having
you know,
a
most
station.
People I find nowadays,
today, yeah.
they know if they're going to take their dog for a walk, they have a bag in their pocket. And I think that people, I'm observing people's behavior, and I think they're pretty good about knowing that if they're going to take their dog out, they should clean up after themselves. And so far, it's working pretty nicely. So we want to encourage people, especially if your dog has been stuck in the backyard, not getting out to see the town. This is their way to get out and visit with other dogs and other people.
No, I think that's a great idea. Again, it's community, it's mingling, and if that's going to be the key to having two people talk, if there's two pets running around, you know, that's what's breaking the ice, and that's what's a wonderful thing. Actually,
I just want to mention one more thing about the dogs. You know your dog, and if they're the type of dog that doesn't behave well with other people or other dogs, they're barkers, they're pullers, they're biters. Obviously, we, you know, you probably should stay away. But if your dog likes to socialize, it's the perfect thing.
That's a tremendous point, and people have to be accept the reality of their dog. Anyway, you're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're going to be right back with Jill Weber, Commissioner of Parks of the Town of North Hempstead.